Tell us about how you embraced Islam and how has it become, and actually how difficult has it been being a Muslim woman here in the West?
Well, I didn't know any Muslims growing up. I grew up in Canada, and the first Muslims I met were from Senegal and Mauritania when I was studying in France. Wonderful people. They're from very solid communities, caring, compassionate communities. And I saw in them this spirit of generosity, patience, compassion that really appealed to me, just as from a friendship point of view. But because they were such kind people, I wanted to know more about their life, about the country they lived in, their cultural context. And because of that, I realizing that they were Muslim, and they were very low key about it. I mean, they weren't trying to push their religion on me by any means. I read about their religion. I didn't know anything about Islam. And, so for the first time, I opened up a Quran. And it was really the Quran that brought me to Islam, because when I, at that point in my life, I didn't have any faith in God. And by the time I had spent some time reading the Quran, I found that I had regained my faith in God. So it was really out of gratitude to the Quran that I felt that I should continue to learn, you know, what is this tradition that brought me this sacred book that allowed me to regain something so valuable in my life.
And how difficult has it been here in the West to actually accept Islam?
Well, I think that, I mean, the first hurdle for certainly for my friends and family was just understanding the implications of Islam. You know, I became a Muslim in the mid-80s, and at that time, Islam wasn't in the news like it is now, for better or worse. So there was a lot of fear about what that would mean with respect to my life. And of course, many of my friends and family felt that at least putting myself in a position where I was affiliated with a group about which there was little known, and certainly now it would be little known or a lot known that's untrue, would make my life more difficult. You know, I can only say that my life has been filled with blessings. Being a Muslim means that I, not only that I've have this this long tradition of teaching of spirituality and ethics that I can draw upon and learn, and my life has been in scholarship, but also a community of people who are supportive. And of course, there are some people who are who will treat anyone who's different in a negative way, people who have prejudices, people who have fears. But my experience has, you know, mostly been positive. I think most people simply want to know that you will treat with them with respect, and they'll treat you with respect. If you are a kind person and try to be helpful, to anyone, try to contribute positively to your society, then others will value that. And, you know, no matter who we are, we're going to face obstacles. We're going to face some people who are ignorant, whether, you know, from whatever reason they might treat you that way. But if you have a community, and if you have values and principles, that can support you and you can draw upon to at least hold on to your own sense of dignity, and value, then you'll be able to get through that. And I'm so grateful that I have all of that wealth that is within Islam to allow me to continue to go forward.
Are you satisfied with letting others misrepresent Islam? No, we must do something. Support 877 Y Islam Project. They have put billboards in over 40 cities, hundreds of subway and bus ads. 877 Y Islam airs radio advertisements in major cities and recently launched TV commercials on local Fox, CNN, and CBS channels. Send your donations today.